You know, we're only a few weeks into the new year, but what happened at the Supreme Court this week, I think maybe one of the most important things, maybe the most important thing that happens outside of the presidential election in American politics this year. There are a couple of cases dealing with something known as Chevron deference, and we're going to get into exactly what that is with my guest today. Hi, folks. I'm Eric Bain with Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on this edition of American Radio Journal. That guest is Caleb Kuchenberg. He is an attorney at the Pacific Legal Foundation. And he joins us now on the phone to talk about these cases and to talk about Chevron deference. Caleb, thanks for taking some time with us.
Thank you.
Let's get into it, Caleb. Let's start with kind of the big thing, I think, that many people might be wondering is what exactly is Chevron deference? My understanding is that this is something that the government uses when it gets hauled into court to basically say, hey, we can do whatever we want. Does that more or less cover it?
So, the basic takeaway of Chevron deference is the government wins. And the sort of longer explanation is in the 80s, the Supreme Court said when administrative agencies, federal agencies, are looking at statutes that Congress wrote, and it's not really clear what the statute means, then an agency gets to say what it thinks it means, and we will, as a court, defer to that. We'll just adopt the agency's reasoning and say, okay, you guys know better. You have some sort of special expertise in this area.
So it changes the basic equation, the basic balance of powers within the government. It says that rather instead of the judges making a decision, they defer to the executive branch agencies. This is, I think it's easy to see where this could be problematic in lots of litigation, like the stuff that you guys do at Pacific Legal Foundation when you're suing the government, suing over maybe some of these things that these rules that executive agencies have made. If you can, just tell us briefly about the two cases. They're linked together and argued together, but about the two cases that went before the court this week.
You're absolutely right. I mean, what happens is when you sue an agency, when you fight an agency, they pull out deference and they say, we win because you have to defer to us. And the two cases that are in front of the court right now are about fisheries. The federal government required certain fishermen to have onboard monitors on their boats to make sure that they were complying with certain regulations. And there's just a question about whether or not the agency can force ship captains to employ these government monitors. And there was a statute that Congress wrote that wasn't really clear. The agency said, well, we think it gives us this power. And the courts below said, well, we don't know. We're not really sure. So I guess the agency wins. They can do whatever they want because we have to defer. So it doesn't really matter what we think as judges. And as you said, I mean, that's not how courts are supposed to work. And I think finally the Supreme Court has decided to get involved and say, we have to fix this. This is not going to keep going the way it's been going for the last 20 plus years.
And you were paying attention to the oral arguments this week. You were listening to them as they happened. Did you get a sense that there's at least five justices on the Supreme Court who are appropriately skeptical of this? You know, what is at this point really like a decades old legal doctrine?
Right. I think there is no doubt in my mind there's a majority. I'm sure there's at least six votes to, if not overturn Chevron deference, to remove the worst part of it. I think the consensus really from the court is to say, you know what, it's fine if an agency wants to use its expertise, maybe its scientific reasoning or something, and it has something persuasive to tell us, we'll listen to them. But ultimately, a question of law and what a law means, that's up to us, and we don't defer to the agency. I think there's no doubt in my mind that's what the court is going to say. You know, I think there's probably going to be some predictable dissents, but even during the argument, I think the defense of Chevron deference was pretty weak. And I think everybody in the room kind of understood that the doctrine is going to change after these decisions.
We're talking with Caleb Krukenberg. He's an attorney at the Pacific Legal Foundation, talking about these two big cases, cases that you will hear a lot more about over the rest of the year, I'm sure, cases that went before the Supreme Court this week challenging Chevron deference. Caleb, not a whole lot of time left here, just about a minute left, but I think we can't leave without asking the follow-up question here, which is that, like, okay, if Chevron does change significantly or goes away entirely, what does that mean for 30 years worth of cases that have been decided on the basis of it?
Well, I think that is a real question, and it came up a couple of times during the oral argument, and I honestly don't know what the court's going to do, because it is going to upset a lot of things. There's a lot of administrative regulations out there that have relied on Chevron. Lots of cases have been decided. I mean, they continue to be decided, and those cases would all come out differently now if Chevron deference was gone. So I think there is going to be kind of an upheaval. And there's going to be a lot of litigation about what this means and how we sort of fix the problem that's been baked into the law for so long.
Yeah, and definitely putting the administrative state for sure on red alert, I would think, as a lot of the things that they've been doing maybe for the past few decades suddenly will face new challenges. That's something we'll have to talk about another time. There certainly will be time to talk about that down the road after we get this ruling. Caleb, we're unfortunately out of time for today, but thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And again, that's Caleb Krukenberg. He's an attorney at the Pacific Legal Foundation. Check out their work online. They do lots of spectacular work in this space, suing the government, challenging unconstitutional and illegal regulations. You can check out all that work online at pacificlegal.org. Check out our coverage of this case and everything else going on in D.C. and around the country this week at Reason.com. For Reason Magazine, I'm Eric Boehm. Catch me right back here next week on another edition of American Radio Journal.